Today's Shir is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Says the Mishnah Mishai Shadara Harabim, if somebody has a Derech Harabim, there's a path that goes through that many people walk on that path. It's a Derech Harabim. There's a Machloikus Rishonim, how to understand exactly what happened in the Mishnah. Some say that Derech Harabim, the Rashbam's pshat, is that the people, because the owner of this field gave them a right to walk through his field, or whether it's just been that way always, but it seems from the Rashbam that originally they were aware where this Derech Harabim was. They were aware where they had the path. The Ritva seems to take a different approach, that they weren't exactly sure where the path was. But one thing that the Baal HaMaor says, that there was a right to walk there. And the Baal HaMaor actually says that if they took this without permission, the halacha may be very different, suggests the Baal HaMaor. And the halacha may be that if the owner didn't give up the rights, then we will have to see, suggest the Baal HaMaor, as we learn the Gemara, if even under those circumstances, do the people continue having a right to walk there. So again, Mishai Shetarech HaRabim, Averes L'Torech Sadeh, somebody has a path walking, going through his field, V'Noslam and Atzad, and then he chooses to give them this right from a different place in the field, from the side of the field. So says the Mishnah Mashin Nosan Nosan, what he's given away, he's given away. V'shaloi, but that he wanted to recapture, so to speak, the right, the path that they had in the middle of his field, he doesn't get that back. Continues the Mishnah. Derech HaRabim, Derech HaYochid, the width of a Derech HaYochid, of a private path, is Arba Amos, 4 Amos. That means if somebody sells to somebody else a path in his field, that he should be able to pass through my field to go wherever you need to go. The amount that you're entitled to is a path that's 4 amos long. Derech HaRabim, but if you're given a Derech HaRabim, the width of a Derech HaRabim is 16 amos, 16 amos. And as the Rashbam explains, the Derech HaRabim is a place that the entire city travels to, and since there are a lot of people traveling, and as the Sma explains, there are many people traveling at the same time, and we need to have enough space for all of their wagons and for all of the people to walk there. And the Sma makes one more point. The Sma says that even though the Mishnah has used the words of Derech HaYochid and Derech HaRabim, he says the way to understand these words is not to look at it, to whom was it sold? Was this derech sold, given to a yochid? Or was this derech that was sold and given to a rabbim? That's not the way to look at it. But rather, he says, the way to look at this Gemara is, when I sold or gave away the derech, how was it expressed? Was it expressed as, I'm giving you a derech, which is a derech hayochid? Or was it expressed that I'm giving you a derech, which is a derech harabim? Derech HaMelech, continues the Mishnah, Derech HaMelech, Ein Lo Shir. And as the Rishonim point out, our Mishnah is not really speaking to Melochim. So if our Mishnah is not really speaking to Melochim, why is the halacha of a Derech HaMelech mentioned in our Mishnah? So the way we're learning, it's very gishmak. Because the way we're learning is that it doesn't depend on if it's given to a melech or it's given to a yochid. The consideration in our sugya is when we make this deal, what was expressed in the deal? And if it was expressed in the deal that you're getting a derech hamelech, the fact that you're not a melech is irrelevant. And that's why it's That's how we understand why the Mishnah teaches the halacha of Derech HaMelech. Why is the halacha that the Derech HaMelech is so wide? So Mefarshim Masha explains, because it says in the Pasuk that the Melech, wherever he goes, he carries with him a Sefer Torah. So since wherever he goes, he carries with him a Sefer Torah. And the halacha is Hamerech, a Melech pirates loy derech. A Melech can take any road that he needs. So because we have to show that type of respect to the Melech, and even though the Torah HaKadosh says, points out the Rashbam, Levilti Rum Levavoy Me'echov, that the king should not become arrogant, even though the king shouldn't become arrogant, there is a concept that we have to show respect to the king. And how is that respect shown? By giving him a derech, by giving him such a wide path. Derech HaKever. If somebody sells to someone else a path to be able to reach the cemetery, Ein lo shir, again, there is no limit to how far, how wide this path is. Because again, since there are many people attending the funeral, many wagons in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Gemara, that are traveling towards this Levaya, so the halacha is that we give him as much noom as he needs. Says the Mishnah further, Maimid, as we're going to learn in Mitzshem, in the Gemara, the minig was that after the Levaya, they would stop and speak to the Avelim. So it teaches us the Mishnah that if you sell a place that's going to be the Maimid, the Yane Tzipari Amru, the Dayanam Tzipari said that how much room is that mean? Base Arba Kabim, the place that takes up Arba Kabim. So the first Mishnah, if I said that if somebody had a Derech Arabim that's walking, that's going through his field, that Derech becomes the property of the Rabbim. And if somebody wants to give them a different space, a different place, a path in his road, the halacha is that it's not effective. But ask the Gemara, Amai Shloi Lagiyai, why is the halacha that it's not effective? And the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is that there's a concept that we've learned many times, the concept of Koifin al Midas Sadoim. If you have nothing to lose and I have something to gain, Zen Nene V'Zeloi Chaser, the halacha tells us that we take that into consideration. And therefore, here too, where the person who has what to benefit by having this road moved off where it is currently, so says the Rashbam, why can't he do so? Of course, many Rishonim don't understand this approach. Just because if I have a path that I'm dissatisfied with and I want to switch with you, this is my path, this is your path, so I could just go switch it because it's to my benefit and you have nothing to lose. So that's why the Rebbeinu Yonah explains that were this to be a regular situation where I have a house and you have a house, and I would rather have your house and you don't have a problem with my house, there's nobody that would suggest that you just have to move out of your house. Here we're speaking about where you really didn't buy this path. It's a meitzer, as we explained, meitzer shechzikah b'rabim. It's a place that people have been walking. They took this path, so to speak, for themselves. And it became their path because I, the owner of this field, never really said anything. So that gives the person who's... So even though, as we learned, that meitzer shechzikah b'rabim is something that they're entitled to, it doesn't give them the same rights as to something that they bought and they owned outright. So again, ask the Gemara, Mai Shaloi Loi Giyai, link at Pazer V'Lesev. Why doesn't he take a stick and sit there and not let anybody use their old path? Says the Gemara, is this a raya perhaps to a sugya that we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, Shamat not from here. Maybe we have a raya. The loy of it inishdina lanafshe. I feel the makam pseda. A person may never take the law in his own hands, and therefore you can't just make the switch and demand that it be followed. Answers the Gemara. Amar Avzvid Mishmei Durava. Zera Shem Yitalem Derech Laklasan. Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow this to happen, you may end up giving them a path that isn't so great, and people will not have the ability, if you take a very strong stand, to protest. So in order to protect the rabbim, Chazal said that you can't switch the path. Ramashash Mishmed Rav Amma, that the way to understand the Mishnah is b'nois lahem derech l'chlosom. That what happened here is that the new path that was given was not as good as the first path. And therefore, Chazal said that because this person gave them a path which really isn't to the benefit, that's why Chazal said it's not going to be effective. Rav Ashi said a different explanation. He says, Kol min atzad, whenever you're going to give them a new path, says the Gemara, derech aklosan hi. There's nothing that's perfect for everybody. And what may be good for me is not good for you. Kol min atzad, what anything that's removed from where it originally was, by definition, derech echnasan hi, it's going to be considered not beneficial to everybody, because it's kroivel azeh, v'choykel azeh. And the way the Rashbam explains, lahalocha, there is no difference between the explanation of Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi. They're both saying that you can't give a new path. The question is, do we say, because we're concerned what might happen by giving a new path, or is it because we know that every new path cannot necessarily be as good because of the circumstances as the old path was? Says the Gemara, so if we're learning that the person who had the path going through his field cannot switch it, so why, asked the Gemara, when he attempted to switch it, which we're learning in the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's not going to be effective, fine. So what he should be able to do is lay melahu. He should tell these people, shiklu d'dchu, take back the path that you always had, v'havali d'di, and give me back my path. If I don't want to have to have up, I don't have to give up two paths in my field. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, that if something was done by mistake, it's too late. Says the Gemara, Hamani, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. He represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. Rabbim Shibaru Derech L'atzmam. If the Rabbim have a path through somebody's field, Ma Shibaru Baru, what they have remains theirs. And here too, in our Mishnah, they got this path, they got both paths, and therefore we can't take them away from it. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbim Gazlana Nanu. So ask the Gemara, does that mean that the Rabbim have a right to just take a path because it's for their, because that's what they would like to do, and then we have to protect them? The answer is the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidla Marav, Kigon Shehavdol Lam Derech Bais Hasada. We're not speaking about where people just decided we're going to take a path in this field. They had a path that was legitimately theirs in this field, but now they don't know where that path is. So now they know they're entitled to a path, but they don't know where it is. So Rav Elazar says that when they choose a new path, they have a right. They have a right to choose that path and keep that path. And as the Yad Ramah explains, that since they are a rabbin and since they indeed own a path in this field, the owner of the field has no right to protest when they choose a path in the field. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case that Rabbi Elazar spoke about, where he says his halacha. Ask the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, I'm a rav, and halacha Rabbi Elazar. Why did he say that the halacha doesn't follow that halacha is like not like Rabbi Elazar. What he's saying is it's our Mishnah and makes all the sense. Answers the Gemara. Man the Masniha la Masniha. Rav Gidl that said that the case is talking about Ba'avdul Rabbi Mederech Asada, that they had a path and it got lost. Won't be the one to say that the Ein Halacha Rabbi Elazar will actually say Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Moreover, the Yad Ramah says a very bechidish. The Yad Ramah says that if the Rabbim had a path and they lost it, and as our Gemara is teaching us, as Rabbi Elazar is teaching us, they have a right to choose a new path. Says the Yad Ramah that they choose this new path, and then afterwards they find the original path. The Yad Ramah wants to suggest that they will keep both paths. Ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi say that Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Rabbi Huda. Because what Rabbi Huda, in other words, if that Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar, so then our Mishnah, we can't explain follows the opinion of Elazar. So we're back to where we started. Why is the halacha in the Mishnah that if the owner of the field chose to add a new path, both paths will now belong to the rabbin? Let him say, if what I'm doing halachically is ineffective, so the original path should go back to the rabbin, and I should keep my path. Answers the Gemara, Shem de Rabbi Yehuda. Dama Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzah shechzik by rabbim, a path that the rabbim have, also kalkuloi. Since if somebody allowed somebody to have a path, that nobody could take that away. And since nobody could take them away, certainly in a case like our Mishnah, where he gave them the path, that becomes their path. And since it becomes their path, it cannot be taken away. So the Rishonim try to understand this halacha that Rabbi Huda just told them, Meitzah Chzika by Rabbim. Most Rishonim are speaking about it, say that Rabbi Huda is not speaking about a case where the Rabbim just decided to walk through somebody else's property. And they decided to walk through somebody else's property, and because they're a Rabbim, that they should have a right to keep that. There are Rishonim, however, and I think that's the opinion of the Gra, that seem to say that even in a case where they took it without permission, that's when they're allowed to take it. Otherwise, they can't just take it away. The Masham says that that walking itself, unless they got express permission, nobody will hold is sufficient. Rather, the way to understand is they didn't just walk it, they actually did something in the field. And so too is the opinion of the Rasha, that of course that the Meitzah Shechzika by Rabbim has to be that they started being over there that without permission, they have no right to be there. So, of course, when we speak about this halacha of Meitzer Chechzik by Rabbim, which particularly according to the Rishonim that say, even if they didn't have permission, how do we understand this halacha? If somebody buys something, if the Rabbim buys something, it's theirs. And if they didn't buy it, it's not theirs. How do we understand this? So I saw that Rav Scheinberg indeed says that this was only in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, there were no official deeds, and all the different methods that we have in owning something weren't really that much in place. And therefore, Meitzah Shechzika by Rabbim has halachic meaning. In a case where we don't have such a world, then we may not do so. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein suggest that let's say people, there's a street that goes down a plaque where people live, and they're concerned about cars going too far off the road, and cars, and therefore ruining the gardens that they have in the street, maybe other considerations. And he says, the question is, can the people on the street put up barriers that will prevent the cars from being able to go off the road? And he says that is indeed a case of Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim, because it's a very different situation than what we just discussed. In a case where it was never theirs, and they don't have official ownership, then the halach is, says Rav Scheinberg, other Paiskim, you can't just take ownership of something that's mine. But a place that was a place of a rabbin, if it was a place of a rabbin, then I have no right, even for the best of reasons, to take that away from them. Certainly, say the Paiskim, if it's a Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim, and the person who owns this property was never satisfied and never allowed that the people should walk there, and he right away protested and say, why are you walking through my field? So of course, under those circumstances, it won't be considered a Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim. The Chishuk Chemed also discusses the question, how do we understand Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim? He speaks about a case where somebody has a stoop in front of his house, and everybody sits on that stoop, and it's very comfortable. And one day he decides that he wants to raise that stoop, and now it won't be easy for people to walk on that, to sit there. Can the people say that this is a Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim? This is where we always sat. You have no right to alter that. So he says again, he says the same svara that we just said, that in the world that we live in, where people have no right to just take somebody else's property without a proper kinyan, without a proper transfer of ownership, the halacha is that nobody has a right to take it. Moreover, he says that Rabbi Yoshev said that in a case that like this, where somebody has a stoop in front of his house and he doesn't mind, he lets people sit on it, what that means is, said Rabbi Yoshev, is that it doesn't bother me, similar to what we discussed earlier in the shir. Zen nen of zalei chasa, kaifer amidah sadaim, if I have a stoop in front of my house, it doesn't bother me if somebody's sitting on there, so that is okay. But never was it my intention to give it away permanently. And if I need it if I need to alter it for my own needs, I have every right to do so. I was also thinking that based on many of our halachos that we've learned in our Masechta, probably the right thing and the smart thing to do is if you have a Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim, that on one hand, you don't have a problem letting people walk there because it doesn't bother you, but you don't know what's going to be in the future, you should make a mecha. You should officially register that this is not something that I want to see here permanently. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer said that, according to Rabbi Rav Huna's interpretation of Rabbi Lezer, that Meitzer Shechzik by Rabbim means that the Rabbim chose to start walking in this field. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Mai Konalei, how does Rabbi Lezer understand that you could just take over somebody property? Says the Gemara, it wasn't just that they walked there. It wasn't just that they made that decision. Be'ilucha. They walked there. And what the Gemara is saying is that walking is a form of a kinyan. The Tanya, where do we see that? Halach ba la'archa l'rachkoi, if somebody is taking ownership of a property by walking to the length and breadth of the property, Kanamak Milucha becomes the owner of that property, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. V'chacham ma'imrim, hein hilch ma'il klum. Just walking is insufficient. Ad sheyachzik, until he does an act of chazakah. The way the Rishonim explain what this means is that he has to do something to actually improve the field. Amar Rabbi Lezer, My Amar Belozer, my Tamder Belezer. Where does Rabbi Elazar learn the halacha that just walking is adequate? The Ksiv, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, "Kom eshalich ba'aretz la'archa ulerachva kilechat nena." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, "We will get Klal Yisrael, will get ownership of Eretz Yisrael because by Avram Avinu walking in Eretz Yisrael." Asked the Gemara of Rabbanan, who just said that walking is inadequate, what will they do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, they're going to explain that pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing his love to Avram Avinu, and he told him, walk in this land. This symbolic act of you walking in Eretz Yisrael will prevent the Satan and the Umas Olam from being able to say that they have no right to Eretz Yisrael. And as the Ritva said, that once Eretz Yisrael was promised to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu walked in Eretz Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael will come to capture Eretz Yisrael, it'll be easier for them to become the owner of Eretz Yisrael. As I saw, the Ritva says, there was no need for Avram Avinu really to do a Maisa Kinyan, suggests the Ritva. Because we know the Gemara says many times, Amira Legavaya Kemasira Lehejit. When two people are doing a business deal, as we often discuss in our Shurim, there's a need for a Kinyan. Here, it wasn't two people. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says something, that is the way it's going to be. This entire walking of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rabbanon, was only a symbolic act for us, the children of Avraham Avinu, to find it easier that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, it should be our land. It should become ours. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael for this purpose that it should be for us a place to get Eretz Yisrael. So I saw that the Sefer Vichy Yosef explains that Avram Avinu only got Eretz Yisrael with this promise with Halicha. But Yaakov Avinu, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, was told to sleep on the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was closer to when Klal Yisrael was getting Eretz Yisrael. Since he was closer than we were getting Eretz Yisrael, therefore he did more of an act of kinyan. He did an act of kinyan that's sufficient, even according to the Rabbanim. The Medrash says that on the night of Tisha B'Av, Avram Avinu walks into the Kotche Kotchim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs his hand, and they walk back and forth in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? So Ramesh Shapiro de Lublin Rav explains, the Medrash uses the word, they walk in the Beis HaMikdash, Aruchos V'Ktzoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael's ownership of the Beis HaMikdash remains forever. And even in a time when the Beis HaMikdash is unfortunately destroyed, La'orcha Urachba, we still have ownership in it. We still own that Beis HaMikdash. It will come back to us. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Mayn Chama L'Rabbi Elazar, the Chama agreed to Rabbi Elazar B'Shvil Shel Kromim, that when you have a path that goes through a vineyard, Hoyal V'Nasa L'Hilach, if it's a place that's meant for walking, the halach is nikna behiluch, then you could take ownership from it by walking. A place that's meant for walking, that's good enough to take ownership. Kiosel kameder of Yitzchak ba'amei, amalei havalei, when there was a din tired by Yitzchak ba'amei, somebody bought a path in the Shvil Shlokramim, hamavalei, kecha the daritun in the Shvishti. A person is entitled to should be able to walk there with packages for Hadar, and to be and he should be able to walk uninterrupted, says the Gemara. However, v'loy amar al the Simon asichta, when the path is wide enough and you can know what the path is, avloy Simon the mechitzta, if you can't identify the width of the path, so then what is the width of the path? Keich the shakul kara umanakara. It has to be wide enough that I should be able to walk through it normally. That's the amount that I'm entitled to. The Chasam Sofer says that, of course, when Avraham Avinu was given at Yisrael, Avraham Avinu wasn't given at Yisrael because he wanted to have at Yisrael for its fruit, for its gashmius. The Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was told, "Kom es halich baaretz lahalich boy," to go. The definition of a person is that a person is a mahalich, the person is a hoilich. He's always going higher and higher. And Avraham Avinu was told, you should get at Yisrael, because at Yisrael should be for you a place where you are lahalich, that you could grow in ruchnius. The Torah Kedosha in Parashas Chukas says, as Klal Yisrael wanted to travel through the land of Edom, as they're traveling to Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael says, "Lo nava besod bekeren, derech hamelech neilech bo." What's pshat? Klal Yisrael were concerned that Edom does not want to allow Klal Yisrael to walk through Eretz Yisrael, because they're worried that by us walking through Eretz Yisrael, we're going to take ownership of that place. Said Klai Yisrael to Edom, says the Meshech Chochma, "We're not going to walk in a Shvil Shekromim." Yes, because our Gemara just taught us that in a Shvil Shekromim, as soon as you walk through the Shvil Shekromim, it becomes yours. But we won't walk through a Shvil Shekromim. And therefore, Derech HaMelech Nelech. And in Derech HaMelech, you don't get ownership of the Derech HaMelech just by walking. So you have no need to be concerned, they were telling them, that we're going to try to take over, we're going to try to take ownership of your land. We learned in the Mishnah that Derech HaYochid is Arba Amos. Tana, Achayim Amrim, what is the width of a Derech HaYochid? Kidei Shiava Chamob B'masoi, it should be wide enough that a donkey could walk by carrying its baggage. Amar Avhuna, Halach Kacherim. That is indeed halacha. V'tana Dayone Goyla, however, the Dayone Goyla tell us, Shnei Gmodim Amachza, the mount is 2.5 Amma. V'amar Avhuna, Halach Dayone Goyla, that the shear is 2.5 Amma. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Huna, haven't we learned elsewhere that Rav Huna says that Alocha Kacherim? So how do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara, Idi V'idi Klad Shiru, that they're both the same, that the width of a Chamor carrying its baggage is the same as 2.5 Amos. And as Rashbam says, that's exactly what Rav Huna wanted to teach us, that these two Shiurim are equivalent. Derech HaRabim, Shesh Esri Amma. Tana Rabbonin says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us Derech HaYochid is Arba Amis. Derech Me'ir Le'ir, the path that you have to travel, the road that you travel from one city to another city, is Shmoin Amis. Derech HaRabim is Shesh Esri Amis. Says the Gemara, Derech Ari Miklet, the Brisa. We know that if somebody, Rachman Tzlon, killed somebody, B'shogig, or even under all circumstances, if there was a murder, until the person's fate is decided, they went to the Ari Miklat. And the Torah says that the Ari Miklat have to be prepared in a way that the person who Chas V'Shalom did this should be able to reach the Ari Miklat easily before the Goyal Hadam could get to him. So the width of the road to the Ari Miklat, says the Gemara, Derech Ari Miklat, the width of the road to the Ari Miklat is Shloishim V'Shtayim Amos. Amar Avuna Maikra, the Ksiv, Tochen L'cha Derech. It should have said Tochen L'cha Derech. And the Pasuk says HaDerech. What does the Torah teach us? That this road to the Ari Miklat should be special, better than a normal road. So if we're learning, as we learned in the Mishnah, that the Derech HaRabim is 16 Amos, as we just learned, so this is HaDerech, so it's double 32. Derech HaMelech, we learned, is Ein Lo Shir. Why does the Derech HaMelech have no Shir? As we learned when we discussed the Mishnah, Shemelech Paris lasts like Derech, a king has a right to do whatever he wants, Vein Memachim B'yodai. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim, how to understand what are the rights of the king. Rashi seems to learn that a king has the right to decide that I want to have this road and this very wide road and nobody could stop him. The Yad Ramah seems to say that he could only have this on a temporary basis, but not on a permanent basis, that he should be able to just take a road and make it that wide. The pasuk says, the parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu was nifter, the pasuk says, "V'yivoyad goyin ha'otod, asher be'evar yadim, v'yispes shal misbe gadol v'kovid, v'yas l'ovel shivus yomim." And Rashi explains what is goyin ha'otod. So Rashi says, "Mukav atadin hadyu." He says that when the Levaya, during the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu, and all the kings saw the tremendous respect that Yaakov Avinu was being given, and they saw the crown of Yosef on the Aron of Yaakov, all of them surrounded the Aron of Yaakov Avinu with their crowns. So the question is, it seems, the way Rashi is learning, that originally their intention was to do battle would Klal Yisrael at that time, and then they backed off. What happened over here? So the Sefer Mutzuma H explains that we just learned Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shir, Derech HaKever Ein Lo Shir. Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shir, because we said the king HaMelech Paris like Derech. Derech HaKever, also when we show respect to a nifter, there's no shear to how much respect we have to show us. So certainly, by the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu, there were many people. And when they were all there, they must have done damage to all the properties that they walked through. And that's what disturbed the other nations, and they wanted to take battle. Because, he explains, that even though our Gemara is teaching us that both by a melech and by a kever there is no shear, he wants to suggest that there's a difference. By a melech, even if they do damage, that's what we're learning in our Gemara, a melech peretz derech, he can do whatever he wants. Whereas a levaya, so for respect to the mace, we have to give them the room that they need to walk, but they may not do damage. And that's why they were upset. You're going to Levaya, you're allowed to walk here, but you're not allowed to do damage. But then they saw the Kesser of Yosef, and they realized that they're not using the right of Derech HaMelech. They're using the right of a Derech of a Levaya. They're using the right of a Melech. When a Melech parts like Derech, and nobody could say anything, even if there's damage. Derech HaKever, anyway, Shir. When, as we just explained, when you're going to Levaya, there's no shear. And the reason is, Mishum Yikra the Shechva, because we want to show respect to the person who passed away. We learned, Hamaimid, the Yanitzur Amru, that what, if somebody buys a place to do the Maimid, the Loch is, Bona Beis Arba Kabim, he has to be given a place where you could plant Arba Kabim. Tarabara Mecha Kivroi. Somebody sells the Kever of his family plot. Derech l'kever, the path to the path. Makam amadoi, the place of the mamid. Beis haspedoi, the place that they used to have where they used to say the haspedim. Boim b'nei mishpach of a kever naisoi, the family could bury the person who sold it. Al karchoi, even though the buyer is protesting, I bought this space fair and square. And the reason is, mishum b'gam mishpacha. We're concerned for the pgam mishpacha that this person, that another person should, another somebody else should be able there to take my place, and that he should not be buried there, where he belongs together with his family, and that a stranger who doesn't belong here should be buried here. This concept of pgam mishpacha, I saw the Rishonim give a number of examples where the halacha accepts the concept of pgam mishpacha. The Gemara teaches us, hanoisi isha shein ha'genes, if somebody marries a woman who it's not appropriate for the family, yochob ne mishpacha limchasbay. And actually, this is a halacha that's quoted in the Ramah and Evan Ezra, Simon Bey, Sif Aleph. Another, the Mordechai quotes the Ravya, who says that a person, they used to have seats in shul, and if somebody sold his seat in the shul to somebody else, and the rest of the family is sitting in that place in the shul, the people from the family could say, we don't want this person sitting here. And the Gra explains that just like we're learning in our Gemara Kever, the family could protest, we don't want this person here. So too in the shul, could the family protest, we want this other person here. Says the Gemara. So as we said, they used to make a maimed by the Levaya. And what they used to do was, after the Levaya, that's the opinion of most Rishonim, after the Levaya, they would stop, be Menachem the Ovel, and then continue. That's called the Maimed of Moshe. Tanabana, ein pachs meshivim ha-madus, or meshavus l'meis. We make a minimum of 7. Why? Keneged hevel havalim oma ke'elis, hevel havalim ha-kol hevel. The person, the pasuk, mentions that there are 7 havalim, and when we tell the people, as we're talking to this person, as he's nifter, that it was nifter, life is hevel. That's one pshat. The Ritva says that actually the 7 mamadus are for zera, v'katzer, v'kar, v'choyim, v'kayitz, v'chayiv, v'yoyim, v'layla. The 7 different types of time that there are in the world that we live in. And again, representing that our time in this world is very temporary. And as I said, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the Gemara is speaking about that this happened after the Levaya. There's others that say that as they approach the Levaya, they should also do it. The Sefer Ma'avir Yabik seems to say that there's a difference between when you're leaving the Levaya and when you're coming to the Levaya. When you're leaving the Levaya, as we just said, you did 7 Ma'amadus. When they're approaching to do the Kfura, they do 7 Akafis. And the Ma'avir Hayavik says that that's to chase away any shadim that might be there. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that when one is coming to do a Levaya, when they're about 30 amos away from the kever, they should stop at every 4 amos until they get to the Makam HaKever. Moreover, after the Levaya, the halach is that the Avelim take off their shoes, they say a Kaddish, and we throw grass onto the place where the person was nifter, and they sit there, and the Ramah brings down a minig that they sat down shiva, and they get up and they sit down 7 times. The Taz quotes the Marshal, who says that he heard from his father that after the Levaya, they should say the pasuk ki malach of yitzav lach nishmarach b'chol d'ruchecha, and they should say the word ki, and then they should say ki malachov, then they should say ki malachov yitzava, and then they should say every time, start from the beginning and say another word and do this 7 times. And he says the yesh by sod, and the shach also brings down this minig to do after the kfura. Amalei Ravach Breider of Avila Rashi. Hecha Avdi. How exactly would a mamadus done? Amalei Kiritanya. like we learned in the Braisa, Amar Yehuda Bar Yehuda, B'shuna lo yapaychsin, M'shiva ma'modus u'm'shavas l'meis, they did it, these seven ma'modus u'm'shavas, kigoyim, that they would say, imdu yukarim ha'moidu, shuvu yukarim shavu. First they would tell him to get up, and then they would tell him to get down. Amalim Cain says the Gemara, if that's what the ma'imit and ma'ishav is, abishas mutal asukain. The halacha should be that even on Shabbos should be mutter, because there's nothing improper being done here that shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, achse the Rami Papa having the sivalela of Avya. The sister of Rami Papa was married to Rav Avya, Shkiva, and she passed away. Vavala ma'imit and ma'ishav. And he made for her ma'imit and ma'ishav, as we were discussing. Amar Rav Yosef, ta betarti. You made two mistakes. Ta shen oisim elo bekroivim. Only people who are not available make the ma'amar moshev. Not a husband who is an oval when his wife passes away. Vu oved afilah berchaykim. And moreover, he only made it. You only do it for kroivim, not for chaykim. Ta shen oisim elo beyom rishon. It started on the first day. Vu asu beyom shani. Abay amar bahana mitamim. Shein oisim elo beis akvaris. That the Ma'amar Moshev was done by the cemetery, Rosh Be'ir. Rav Amar Bahana Mitami, Shenos Elba Makam Shnagu, we only make a Ma'amar Moshev in place where that's the minig, Vahachem Loinog. Meisvei asked the Gemara on Abaya that said that we only make the Ma'amar Moshev in the Beis HaKfaris. Asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Loi Imken Im Abishabs Matalosis Kane. According to your description of the Ma'amar Moshev, it should be done even on Shabbos. The Amrit, if we're going to say that the Ma'amar Moshev is only done in the Beis HaKfaris, ask the Gemara, Beis HaKfaris of Yom Rishon, or Beis HaKfaris on the first day of Avelis, Beis HaKfaris be Shabbos, my boy, how could you be in the Beis HaKfaris? And the way the Rishonim explain, in those days, the Beis HaKfaris were typically outside of the city, outside of the Tchum, so you can't go there on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, what he meant to say was, Be'ir ha-smucha, the Beis HaKfaris, we have a city that the Beis HaKfaris is within the Tchum, the Tur Benim B'Shmashus, and the Levaya was done late Friday afternoon. They wanted to avoid delaying a Levaya, so they used to make the Levaya even late Friday afternoon, and since they made the Levaya late Friday afternoon, so the question was, why can't we do the Ma'amar Moshev even on Shabbos? But of course, we don't do any Avelos on Shabbos up to the point where there's a discussion in the Paiskim. We know that an Ovel is supposed to change his seat. And the question is, does the Ovel change his seat on Shabbos? And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Shin Sadi Gimel Sif Dalet, says, Hanahagim K'shem Avelim Shaloi L'shanas Mekoyimim Beis HaKnesses B'Shabbos. Avelim that don't switch their seats on Shabbos, Yofa Hayim Moisim, they're doing the right thing. Drama, however, quotes the Namukha Yosef, V'yeshayim Meshugam B'Shabbos, Yishana Mekoymai, that even on Shabbos one should switch his seat. V'keina Minig Pasha, that's the Minig. V'ein L'shanas HaMinig. And the Shach explains, because Avelis on Shabbos is only also B'Faresia. But something which is not B'Faresia can be done in Shabbos. One thing that it seems that everybody agrees, the Gilead Mashal over there says regarding Kiveger, that a Rav in his city should not change the seat on Shabbos. The Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe brings down the question if one should ever has to switch the seat, because the Arizal said that we don't change seats, we don't have that minig anymore. But the Gra says that we do change seats, and the Moshe says that's the minig that we follow, that certainly during the week the seat should be switched. On Shabbos, a Rav should certainly not switch a seat. And we should all not have these shilas. We should be able to sit in our seats, mitzvah shem, in our seats in the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu.